It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. In Louisiana, four officers are shot with one killed in a hostage standoff. In Mississippi, a missing student from Southern University is found dead after being lured there by three suspects. And a canine in Florida drags a felon out of the woods as he screams in agony. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, July 30th. On Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
And man, what did you do this weekend?
Man, what did I do? I was working out of town last week, so I got back in late Friday. Saturday, hung out with the kids and watched a couple ball games and stuff like that. Nothing major. And Sunday, it finally... It was really still too wet to cut the grass because I left tire tracks in the yard, but I had to cut it. I hadn't cut it in weeks. I needed a bush hog.
Yeah.
And then I barbecued another wild hog ham and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know what I did? I was excited. Olympics. I watched the Olympics all weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the gymnastics is, to me, fire.
Yeah.
And so in the swimming. Yeah. The swimming is freaking awesome.
I love the diving and all that. I just forgot to watch it.
Yeah, they had the synchronized diving this weekend. Yeah. I'm like, how do they do that?
My nieces are junior Olympians in water polo.
Really?
Yep. And both of them now are have full ride college scholarship. I think one goes to Arizona State and one goes to somewhere up in New York.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
But let's start off. But heavy hearts, and you tell them what happened in Lafayette, my old stomping grounds.
Yeah. Well, sadly, one officer is dead and three others are injured after a hostage standoff in Generette. The suspect has been arrested after an hours-long armed standoff in Generette with multiple law enforcement agencies, including a SWAT team. The incident claimed the life of Senior Corporal Sagas Joliet, 35, of the Lafayette Police Department. In a news release Friday, Lafayette Police Department said Joliet joined the department in 2013. He was a member of the SWAT negotiator team, and he served as an active patrol officer and also previously served as a school resource officer. His commitment extended beyond daily duties, and he was a respected juvenile detective, an active member of the Honor Guard, and the senior corporal dedicated much of his free time to supporting the Explorer program, helping Lafayette's youth gain better understanding of law enforcement and the importance of relationships and building your community. He was previously with the Opelousas Police Department, and he leaves behind a wife and five children. Around 9 a.m. last Thursday, the marshal's office learned that the suspect, now identified as 31-year-old Nigel Hurst, was inside a home. After deputies arrived, two people came out of the residence and said Hurst was inside. Hurst then proceeded to barricade himself and two others, one being a juvenile. During the standoff, the suspect fired multiple shots at officers. Two officers were shot and bullet fragments hit the other two officers. Lafayette police said the other three officers are currently in good condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Officials said the incident began when the city marshal attempted to serve an arrest warrant at the home. Nigel was wanted at the time by the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office for attempted first-degree murder in a drive-by shooting. And court records also show he was arrested in July of 2023 for numerous charges, including possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Hurst was known to have outstanding arrest warrants for the Generette Police Department for aggravated second-degree battery and home invasion. This was not a good guy, obviously. The marshal's office said the suspect had even arrest warrants in St. Mary Parish for armed robbery, illegal use of weapons, carjacking, domestic abuse, child battery by strangulation, and two counts of aggravated battery. The Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office SWAT team, the New Iberia Police Department SWAT team, Lafayette Police Department SWAT team, Vermilion Parish Sheriff's Office, Baldwin Police Department, and Generette Police Department were all called out to help. Louisiana State Police is investigating the incident as an officer-involved shooting.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it breaks my heart, and it's, I mean, prayers go out to all that loved him, and here's a guy protecting and serving, trying to get a dirt bag off the street so he can't hurt anyone else, and he gets killed.
Five kids,
wipe it, and not only that, everybody wears a badge. Everybody knows him. I mean, that's a brotherhood or sisterhood, a familiar relationship you'll never understand. It's like being in a foxhole in a firefight when you just get so close because you put your lives in each other's hands day in and day out. And he got murdered. And yeah. I hope this fucker gets the death penalty.
And the guy that did it, I was surprised he was still alive.
Yeah. They said they had a juvenile in the home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That normally, when you start shooting, they're going in to get you. But they must have had intelligence that, well, the people that came out of the house said he has a kid and another person in there. So
that really complicates things.
A hostage situation, and you got to worry about killing or him killing them. Or, you know, I don't know. It's just no right or wrong. It's going to happen. Officers are going to get killed. It's part of
the job.
Life. It's just the way that it is. And it's, we hate it and just absolutely hate it. And look, hearts go out to y'all. And you know, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Yeah. So, amen.
I don't know. Well, tell you a little bit of a story of another bad guy. Okay. Now, he was an inmate already in Florida, and he faked a fall injury in an effort to escape. But he was dragged by a law enforcement canine, kicking and screaming from the thick underbrush where he was hiding. This happened on Sunday. Anthony Romaine, 29, was found Saturday in a wooded area by a gas station in Flagler County after being tracked by a Flagler County Sheriff's K-9 team. He was hiding underneath some foliage and underbrush, the sheriff's office said. His capture came 7 hours after his escape. And they actually have video of this, y'all. It shows the K-9 dragging him. Why he's screaming like a little bitch. But the footage appears to show the dog dragging Romaine by his arm. "Get him, please," he's heard pleading to the deputies who kept warning Romaine to stop biting my dog. So he's biting the dog, right? "All right, I'll go," Romaine says. At one point, he appears to be crying when a deputy asks, "You thought you were going to get away?" During this brief escape, authorities received multiple calls on possible sightings, and he was initially arrested on July 3rd on a felony warrant for petty theft, violation of his pretrial release, and counterfeiting. He was in jail when he claimed he fell before being taken to hospital for treatment. And investigators later determined he faked this injury in an effort to escape and return to Ohio, where he was originally from. "We worked until we got him. I commend our team for staying on his trail and the community for seeing something, saying something, until this dirt bag was captured," said Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley. "All he accomplished was to add additional arrests to his list of crimes and got bitten by our K-9, who gets a special treat for taking a bite out of crime when he tried to flee again. Fortunately, no one was hurt except this dirt bag who was crying after he was caught by our K-9. Now, after his capture felony escape was added to the list of charges against Romaine, as well as battering a law enforcement officer without violence. And Sheriff Staley said an investigation will be open to determine how the deputy assigned to remain, but became distracted, which led to this game. I'm pretty sure he's getting fired. Shout out for the K-9.
Man, them K-9s, look, people don't give them enough credit for all they do.
They were my favorite thing to do besides Freeze plus P. I'm like, they'd run and be like, call the K-9.
Yeah.
Harry was on. I'm like, get Harry over here. And then, and so many times they go in there. Look, sometimes, they fight the dogs. Like this guy evidently bit the dog, tried to bite the dog. Well, what the fuck are you going to do? Bite through fur?
Yeah.
But they will fight. You can only fight so long. And a dog ain't gonna let go. And they mean business.
Yeah, criminals don't like canines, man, because they have no fear. Right. I mean, you can't point at them. You can't look mean at them. Well, they're coming.
And, they train them. All the canines are trained in a foreign language.
Yeah.
So you can't say stop.
Yeah.
And the handlers say stop. There's
nine.
And they have certain languages. And
German shepherds.
Yeah. They have it's actually not German that they're trained in, but they do have the special
Belgian.
Yeah. But I don't want to tell them because they might go out there and study it. They might get a Rosetta Stone.
That's right. Oh, that's a good one. All right, we'll move on. And look, sad story here. And I remember when this guy was missing, and of course, at that point, they had no idea where he was. Well, that case has really moved along. The West Feliciana Parish Sheriff's Office has arrested three suspects for their alleged involvement in the shooting death of a missing former Southern University student. Derek Terrell Hollins, 21, of St. Francisville, Kalijah Jack, 20, of St. Francisville, and Eliah Martin, 21, of Zachary, are facing first-degree murder charges in Wilkeson County, Mississippi. The group is also charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder in West Feliciana Parish. Hollins was also charged with possession of a machine gun. Mm-hmm. Officials confirmed that Eliah Martin and the victim, Stephen Harris IV, were co-parents. They were both due in court on July 18th for custody matters. Harris's family members became suspicious when he did not come home to appear for the hearing. Harris IV was reported missing by family members on Wednesday, July 17th. Shortly thereafter, deputies say Harris's body was found. This was on Tuesday, July 23rd in Wilkeson County, Mississippi, and the coroner confirmed he was shot multiple times. Officials said they believe all three suspects conspired to lure Harris to a certain location and use a handgun with a switch to make it full automatic to kill Harris. Sheriff Brian Spillman said, through our investigation, we developed strong evidence that the DJ Hollins, Kalia Jack, and Eliah Martin conspired to kill Stephen Harris after luring him from West Feliciana Parish, where he was shot and killed. We believe DJ Hollins used a Glock handgun with a switch that made it capable of firing in full auto to kill Mr. Harris. We're aware that Mississippi authorities are pursuing charges. However, we believe this plan to commit the crime was hatched in Louisiana. And the initial phases leading up to Stephen's death began here in West Feliciana Parish. In consultation with the district attorney, our investigators submitted affidavits for the charges and the warrants were signed here today. We will continue to work with Mississippi authorities. So they are now in jail in West Feliciana Parish.
Yeah, well, see, let's talk about it for a second. Wilkeson County is the first county. See, West Feliciana is on the Mississippi line. When you cross that line, that's Wilkeson County, Woodville, Mississippi.
Yep.
And most people might have heard of that.
Yep.
Very small town. The Sheriff Brian Spillman, that's where, we talk about, of course, that's where Bloody Angola is, West Feliciana Parish and all that. But did you know, shout out to West Feliciana Sheriff's Office. They have one of the biggest budgets in the state of Louisiana. You know why?
Why?
And they're one of the smallest departments.
That's surprising.
Because when they built the nuclear plant there back in the 70s, or the early 70s, my dad built the first set of apartments in St. Francisville for the workers. But they gave them free taxes for however many years. And once it kicked in, they getting shitloads of money. They got helicopters, they got horses, they got motorcycles, and fuck, there ain't 400 people in the town of St. Francisville. But
they got a lot of ground to
cover. Bunch of good guys. I've known most of them for a long time, and the shout out for them for getting it done. And I know you know Sam DeQuilla.
Oh yeah,
he's also when they say the DA had to get on board and whatever. Yeah. That's Sam DeQuilla. I hate it for this kid's family, and I'm sure there's more to the story why they lured him out and what have you.
Yeah,
so killed him. Let him go.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool her youngest son in the 9th grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting, IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized, kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/RLRC. So visit IXL.com/RLRC
to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. We use it on our son, WL. It's an amazing product, y'all. You can thank me later.
Hey, well, I'm not going to brighten your day anymore with this next story.
Hey, it's real life and it's real crime.
Yeah, well, this is a real H-Town in Houston. A young mother is facing serious charges after reportedly giving birth to a baby and then immediately throwing it in a dumpster this past week.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Court documents show that 18-year-old Everilda, and the y'all, this last name is C-U-X-A-J-T-Z-A-L-A-M, whatever, was arrested on July 23rd and charged with a third-degree felony of abandoning a child with no intent to return. Here's what happened. According to police, I'm just calling Cux, C-U-X. Cux gave birth to a baby on the ground behind a food truck where she was working. And after giving birth, she then tied the baby's placenta and umbilical cord and put it in a trash bag before placing it inside a nearby dumpster, leaving the baby behind. Records show that a passerby heard the baby crying and for help. I don't know. Baby can't cry for help. They heard the baby crying and they called 911 to recover the child. The baby was transported to the hospital where its condition remains unknown. When officers caught up with Cux, she told them that she had no other choice than to throw her baby away because she didn't want her boyfriend to break up with her.
Mm-mm.
Additionally, the investigator said the entire incident was caught on surveillance video.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Chapman says you're always on camera. Cux is said to be a flight risk, having no ties to the country, and her ass is locked up. Look how young this girl is, bro.
Man, that is disturbing. Like a, like, yeah, and this, he's showing me a picture, y'all, and yeah. We'll put it on the page, Facebook
like,
page.
She looks like
it's,
a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
And let me, hey, Cux, here's a tip. Wrap it up. You don't want to get pregnant. You're out there having sex. You know, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah. Horrible.
I don't get it.
And that's happening. You know, you're seeing a lot of stories with that in the last several months, really the last several years, but just horrible.
You know, a lot of fire departments now, they have these safe drop boxes, safe drops where if you have a kid.
Yeah, I had seen that.
You have a kid or you birth the baby like that, don't kill it. Take it and drop it off fire station. Drop it off in front of a police station.
You can
drop
do it anonymously.
Drop it off at my house.
Yeah.
Okay, don't kill it.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got an update for you that this is pretty big breaking news. We brought you a story several months ago. Actually, it was back in May, and it was on a guy named Brent DeLoach who had killed his daughter and also killed his elderly father in his home in Baton Rouge. Well, that man accused of killing his elderly father and his adult daughter before shooting himself. If you remember, he shot himself and went to the hospital, but he lived. He has died today after complications from hanging himself. In May of 2024, Brent DeLoach was booked in the sheriff's office after a lengthy hospital stay recovering from the incident where he applied a self-inflicted gunshot wound to himself. Detectives said DeLoach was the prime suspect in a double murder and an attempted suicide. DeLoach was being held in Parrish Prison without bond. And I've already told you the story, so we won't go really into that again, but it's an end to that case, I guess. They actually found him in his cell. He was hanging. Hung himself, killed himself, wouldn't, you know, not, I guess not man enough to face his charges. You know,
he tried to kill himself originally, and it was such a failure, he failed at that. And now, you know, he did it, and he was successful this time.
He was.
You shot your fucking family. I don't have any sympathy for him.
They actually said he was discovered during early rounds on Thursday morning at Parrish Prison. Mm-hmm. He was unresponsive and alone with a blanket wrapped around his neck. Deputies removed the blanket, began life-saving measures, and called prison medical staff. He was transported to the hospital, placed on life support but his remaining family had him removed from that life support, and he died from his injuries. So,
well, it doesn't take a lot. People think it takes a lot to hang yourself, and it doesn't. And, you know, I had a guy that hung himself with a little bitty string they tied with the sheet bundles with, and it broke, but it was still around his neck, and he'd be dead.
Yeah.
That was a prisoner.
Yeah, I remember you telling that story.
So, well, Jim, how often are we talking about these road rage cases?
Bro? All the time.
Jeez, listen to this idiot. A man was recently arrested in Georgia over a road rage incident involving two parents and their children and two states.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
So Michael Holloway, 47, is accused of ag assault over the Sunday afternoon fracas that left another man shot and injured. Now, the defendant was riding among a group of fellow motorcyclists, and the man shot in the shoulder was driving in an SUV. Each man appears to have feared for their safety of their child. Right. At some point, while traveling on Utawala Ringo Road, bro, y'all think I can't pronounce shit. Don't take it. I want you to listen to spelling this. OOLTEWAHRINGGOLD Road. A road rage incident occurred between the motorcyclist and the victim, resulting in one of the motorcyclists firing at the victim's vehicle near East Hamilton's High School. That's what the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office said. Also known as Georgia Highway 151 and Tennessee State Route 321, Utawa-Ringo Road cuts a significant stretch of miles through both the Peach and Volunteer states in a north-south direction. Now, on Sunday, the victim and his daughter were driving north, according to the sheriff's office. That's when they came upon six motorcycles. Holloway and his son were each on their own bike. The SUV first passed a couple of the motorcycles, and that's according to Chattanooga's TV, WTVC. And having their vehicle in the middle of the split-up group apparently did not endear the occupants of the SUV to at least one bike rider. After passing the two motorcycles, they were behind a younger male on a motorcycle in a bright colored shirt who turned around and started flipping off her dad. Right? Okay. So the woman in the car was 20-year-old. That she was the victim. The victim's 20-year-old daughter. I'm sorry. She wasn't the victim. The woman said her father passed a younger man at an intersection, allowing the motorcycles to regroup. But then she said one bike rider pursued them. The victim's daughter described the man, later identified as Holloway, as driving a Harley-type motorcycle and said he had driven up beside them and started cursing them and then grabbed at the mirror on their vehicle and broke the driver's side mirror. Plot thickens. The mirror breakage prompted her father to respond. That's what she told the deputies. Her father threw a water bottle out of the window at this motorcyclist, and while trying to overtake the motorcycle, the cyclist pulled a pistol and fired through the back window of the vehicle, right? After the incident culminated with a single shot fired outside, by high school in Tennessee, y'all. The injured man drove himself to a nearby fire station and was treated there. And while waiting for an ambulance, the victim's daughter gave police the shooter's description. Now, the driver of the SUV was grazed in the arm near the shoulder, and the bullet was found in the folds of his shirt. All right? Deputies also took note of the damage to the vehicle's driver's side mirror and the rear passenger side window. Later the same day, Catoosa County deputies, working off description and be on the lookout for, they pulled Holloway over and found a .380 caliber handgun in his possession. And Holloway was arrested by Catoosa County Sheriff's Office and his ass was booked in jail. During the interview, he gave his version of what happened. All right. At first, Holloway insisted he had not left Georgia that day. Later, however, he admitted to squeezing out a round from his Ruger 380 LCP during the incident, saying he was extremely angry about a perceived threat to his 16-year-old son. Now, the victim's vehicle had pulled out a neighborhood and was tailgating his son, and that's his statement, right? That was his perspective. He said the vehicle was attempting to run he and his son off the road, and the female passenger had thrown a water bottle out the window and hit his son with it. And anyway, the authorities still investigate.
You know, it's stupid, bro. It is, and it's real easy to lose your head in a road rage incident. Dumb. Just let it slide, man. Someone pull up and cut you off. Let it slide. Laugh at them, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Peace out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shoot. And what a piece of shit. The Aruga 380. the LCP model. And I mean, you're going to shoot? What are you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get away. Motherfucker, no matter what I did to you, if I threw a water bottle at you or whatever, you shoot my vehicle, I'm pressing charges.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, and I might let the water bottle go.
Yeah.
But you shoot me, and ultimately the bullet, you know, lands in his shirt and grazes him, lands in his shirt. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Look, this next story I'm going to tell you is a kind of a two-part story. So it was released initially, and then the next day they had a little more information on it. We're going to cover both of those things, but I cannot believe this is not the biggest news in the country. It should be.
All right.
Because we just made a big dent in the fentanyl crisis. Mexican drug kingpin Ishmael El Mayo Zambada and a son of his former partner, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was arrested on Thursday in El Paso, Texas, in a major coup for the U.S. authorities that may also reshape the Mexican criminal landscape. Zambada is one of the most consequential traffickers in Mexico's history and co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, who was extradited to the U.S. in 2017. And let me say this, a lot of people say that El Mayo was actually the leader and El Chapo was the face. This is a huge deal. Both Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, who is the son of El Chapo, face multiple charges in the U.S. for funneling huge quantities of fentanyl and other drugs onto U.S. streets. Fentanyl overdoses have surged to become the leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Absolutely.
Can you believe that?
I know some of you died.
Zambada is believed to be in his 70s, and Guzman Lopez, who was in his 30s, were detained after landing in a private plane in El Paso. Mm-hmm. Guzman Lopez lured Zambada to the U.S., according to three current and former officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Friday that the arrests were fantastic and vowed to continue combating drug trafficking. Now, the next day, they released a little more information, and this is really interesting. Notorious Sinaloa cartel co-founder Ishmael El Mayo Zambada was forcibly kidnapped by the son of his former partner, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who brought him to the United States, where both men are detained. Frank Perez, Zambada's lawyer, said El Chapo's son and six men in military uniforms ambushed Zambada near Culiacan in Mexico's Sinaloa state, forcing him onto the plane and brought him to the United States against his will. Zambada pled not guilty to drug charges on Friday. That's a laugh. Joaquin Guzman Lopez forcibly kidnapped my client, Perez said in a statement. Perez said the incident caused some back and leg issues for Zambada, who was in a wheelchair during an initial court appearance. Oh, I feel so sorry for him. Mm-hmm. Asked about Perez's assertion, Guzman Lopez's defense attorney said, "I've got no comment other than to note Mr. Zambada is free to employ any defense he'd like against the charges he faces." Perez had said on Friday that Zambada did not come to the United States voluntarily, but did not technically use the word kidnapped. In conversations over 2 days, multiple officials briefed on the operation made no mention of any alleged use of force by Guzman Lopez. Guzman Lopez, who planned to give himself up to authorities, duped Zambada into boarding a propeller plane by telling him they were flying to see real estate in northern Mexico.
Right.
Instead, the plane landed in a small municipal airport near El Paso, Texas, where federal agents took Zambada, who is in his late 70s, and Guzman Lopez, who is 38 years old, into custody. Now, let me say this. When I initially saw this report, my first thought was I couldn't believe that they were actually in the United States. Right. That's a big risk for them, right. Especially El Mayo, who was really known as the ghost. Mm-hmm. People have not seen this guy in years. What is he doing in El Paso, Texas? Well, when I saw that article the next day, I'm like, well, that makes sense. Yeah, he didn't want to come to El Paso, Texas.
Got him across.
They got him across, and that is a major. This is obviously a beautiful thing, and they'll have somebody try to pick up the pieces here, you know, with these cartels. But what a big deal!
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Save big money on your next project now at Menard. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Yeah, that's a big victory.
How tight the security is on them, because you know how many times El Chapo escaped, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, too many to count.
That's yeah. Why
Supermax and a she. And, but, you know, I spent a lot of time in El Paso, like weeks and weeks when I was doing the consulting. And it's not flat. I mean, he's flying up there and being the hills and coming in there, and I'm sure he had those shit moment when they flew over the wall.
Yeah. Like, hey, that don't look good. Where are we going?
Where's the real estate at? Yeah. Well, you know what? If I'm being honest with you, bro, you don't ever want me to be president, because the first thing I'd fucking do is invade these countries with the fentanyl, and I'd invade them for the fentanyl dealers, and I don't give a fuck who you are. Get out of my way, because it's killing so many every day. I mean, hundreds, if not thousands of people. And
I'll tell you this. I went to we'll just talk about this right now. And I was thinking about talking about this on Bloody Angola at some point as well, but let's discuss this real quick. I went to a meeting that the sheriff had in Livingston Parish, Sheriff Jason Ord, and also the assistant district attorney spoke at this meeting as well, but they were discussing fentanyl. And one of the interesting things that he brought up, I had no idea, and I have my thoughts on this, but there's certain drugs out there, not fentanyl, but what's the really bad one that people inject?
Heroin. Yeah.
Okay, so heroin used to be a major problem, obviously, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Then in Louisiana, at least, it kind of fizzled a little bit. And the reason that it fizzled, according to the sheriff, is the law changed, and the law became, if you were caught possessing fentanyl, it was automatic 99 heroin. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was automatic 99 years. Right. If you were caught distributing heroin, it was life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what they did to try to curb the epidemic.
And it, according to the sheriff, it worked. Yeah. The numbers went way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, they have since redone that statute, I guess, and the penalty is not as stiff.
Right.
So you're seeing actually now an uptick in heroin. Yeah,
but they made them, they said it was unconstitutional or whatever.
Yeah.
And it made them redo it. But the even heroin or Xanax or whatever, I mean, anything, ecstasy, whatever, they cut it all with fentanyl.
Yep.
And my little buddy sat at my bar with me till 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's dead. You know, master's from LSU in business, and
thinks he's taking a pain pill. And
he thought he was taking a damn Xanax. And,
yeah.
And not at my bar, y'all, this a couple weeks later. And he said he was a kid, like 23, 24 years, smarter than fuck.
Yeah.
Dead.
Well, and
dead.
Just dead. Yeah. And didn't realize what he was even taking.
No, it looked just like they call them purple footballs, right? Xanax.
They're pressing them.
They look like purple footballs, and they're pressing them. Pill presses are easy to get. People think that's a big fucking deal. I mean, it's not. You pour the powder in and the binding agent, and you press them out.
Yeah, and believe it or not, y'all, these drug guys, they think they're chemists, and they're not,
they try to be.
So they take a big bowl, and think of it this way. It's like you have a big bowl of salt, okay, and you put a little bit of pepper in there for taste. But you basically dump it in the big vat of salt and you mix it all up. Mm-hmm. Well, one of those spoonfuls might be salt and no pepper. Right. The next one might be a bunch of pepper and very little salt. These guys don't know what they're doing.
I do not believe that they intend to kill their clients, but I believe that they're greedy as fuck. And they're like, oh, we can get a kilo of fentanyl for $2,000 and a kilo of coke is $28,000 and we can make 4 kilos of coke.
The
fentanyl fucks them up. You don't know. I mean, you get so fucked up, you just don't know. You just know you got fucked up if you live. You don't know that it's not the Xanax or the ecstasy or whatever, right? It's masked in whatever it is. But they you're right. You have to be really fucking trained to be able to do that and mix it right. And then they're getting it wrong. And it's for money. And fuck them, they all need to go to prison.
And one more thing on that subject. Before we move on, the sheriff said that they're getting these, they know where it's coming from because, believe it or not, y'all, this stuff's marked. It's actually packaged.
Everybody would have their own. But even back in the day on ecstasy, each pill had its like you had Purple Hearts or whatever. It was a different dealer, a different person that was making them.
Yeah, so they can actually track it. And here in Livingston Parish, we used to have a really major meth lab issue.
Oh, yeah.
Now
I did the first meth lab in Livingston Parish. Damn sure did.
And now you don't have them. And it's because you can just get it from the fentanyl.
Fentanyl is cheaper and everything else.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely crazy. I jokingly say, what happened in the good old days, you can go down to your local strip club and get whatever kind of dope you want, right? But now I'd be afraid to do that because you don't know what's what.
You don't know. You think you're getting something for a headache, and the next thing you know, you're dead.
I think the only safe thing to do now is smoke weed.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it happens every day. Yeah, that came out after my time. Fentanyl did.
Yeah.
But these dudes were responding like back-to-back calls of overdoses.
And everywhere.
They got so prevalent that your first responders have Narcan on them now, and they're hitting and saving them. I'm talking about, and that shit ain't cheap.
No,
doing 5 or 6 a day on top of your regular calls?
100%. Those ambulances carry boxes of Narcan.
A lot of police departments now, the officers carry it.
Yeah.
And because they're the first one on it, and it brings them right back to life, and they go right back to doing it.
Is it just like the on Pulp Fiction? Yeah. You got to stab her through the breastplate.
You bring some OD bitch. Let me bring some OD bitch to your house, and you stab her in the heart.
I love that movie.
Hey, I'm going to end it with this one. But I talked about the guy earlier who escaped and got his ass tore by the dog. Well, let's go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes.
And a 17-year-old who was on the run from law enforcement on numerous charges, including home invasion, simple battery, false imprisonment, offender armed with a dangerous weapon, and ag assault. He's been arrested. Now, Baton Rouge police confirmed that Kendrick Miller was taken into custody on Thursday morning, July 25th, around 8:30 a.m. Miller will be placed in East Baton Rouge Parish Prison for numerous felony charges. Authorities said Miller caused a police search across downtown Baton Rouge when he ran away from the 19th Judicial District Courthouse after learning he had active warrants. So he goes there, finds out he's got warrants. He's like, fuck you. So after leaving the courthouse, Miller forced his way into a home in the 200 block of Maximilian Street and beat the homeowner. That's what the police said. Security camera footage from a neighborhood near the courthouse shows the man hopping a fence on Napoleon Street earlier Tuesday afternoon. Court records reveal that suspect Kendrick Miller was before District Judge Louise Hines for felony probation review on a simple robbery charge. And that's when a law enforcement officer from St. Gabriel appeared for the judge to present an arrest warrant for Miller. So they knew he was going to show up for court. If he had to, the judge was going to swing him. They're like, fuck him, we got fresh charges. I've done that numerous times. So sources said that the man then hauled ass from the courtroom and the courthouse after Judge Hines told him to be placed in custody, right? And on that, let me do one more real quick because it just reminded me of this other one. But that's funny, right?
Well, while you're looking for that, I'll just make this comment. All right. Just a quick story, a little, maybe this is kind of like a swim story.
Right.
So many years ago, I might have been 18 years old. I'm cruising down through Baton Rouge, oddly enough, and they have where they check in your inspection sticker. And look, man, I didn't have a pot to piss in or wanted to throw it out. I sure didn't have no inspection sticker on that piece of shit I was driving.
Right.
So I'm cruising down the road. The policeman points at me and tells me to pull over because he sees I don't have one or it was expired or whatever. And I pull over and I'm thinking I'm getting an inspection sticker ticket. Mm. So he says, you ain't got an inspection. I said, yeah, you know, times are tough. I'm on the way to work. So he takes my license. He comes back and he asks me to step out of the car. I said, why? And he says, step out of the car. So I did. And he says, you got a warrant for your arrest, we got to take you to jail. And I said, what? Well, come to find out, I had a little traffic ticket I didn't pay.
Really?
And they took me to Parish Prison.
For a traffic ticket?
For a traffic ticket, put me in with the big boys in Parish, because I was a big old boy back then, for the weekend.
What?
Oh, yes, sir. Because it was a Friday afternoon.
And you couldn't get out.
Couldn't get out. Could not get out. I didn't bail out to the Monday. So let me tell y'all, Parish Prison is no joke.
It's not a nice place.
And I had on my don't mess with me face and was trying to act all hard because I didn't want no one, you know. But I made a mistake in there, Woody.
What did he?
A dude was using the phone. No, I was using the phone. I was talking to my girlfriend at the time, trying to get her to get me out. Yeah. And this guy come up behind me and he puts a note on the it's like a payphone back then.
Right.
He puts a note on it and said, I need the phone. Well, I hadn't eaten in a while. I was a little hangry. And I turned around and I said, I'll give it to you when I'm done.
Yeah.
The next thing I know, four COs pull me out of there and they moved me to another block.
Yeah.
And I said, what's going on? Why are y'all moving me? And they said, you don't know how close you were to just getting your ass whipped.
Wow.
They were watching on the cameras, and this dude went and told his boys, and they was about to jump. About Jim Chapman. Yes, sir.
Jimmy might not have been here.
Jimmy might not have been here. They was going to shame me. What do you ever do?
I can't believe.
True story. For a traffic
ticket.
They took
you for a traffic ticket. Yep. We always just let people go if they had traffic.
Unless they were assholes. They didn't let me go. I might have been an asshole.
I was going to say, you might have been an asshole. Well,
punk kid.
That's funny. Yeah, funny. What did mom and dad have to say about that?
They didn't like it too much.
Old Jimmy went to jail.
They were the ones that come and got me. They didn't like it at all.
Mom failed to get down on her knees and prayed because she loved him.
Yeah.
All right. So, look, let me tell you, in the last story I told you about, the guy was in the courtroom for whatever, parole hearing or some bullshit with the judge, and that's when the St. Gabriel police officer showed up, right?
Mm.
They told him he had warrants. Well, y'all, St. Gabriel, Louisiana, is just south of Baton Rouge. It's not far, right past LSU, basically.
Yeah.
And it's a very small incorporated area. They've been trying to and get it to be part of Baton Rouge forever. But anyway, let's go to St. Gabriel. And in St. Gabriel, a police officer is facing domestic abuse charges. And he was previously arrested on similar charges in 2021 when he worked at a different department, right? So I don't know how the fuck you get past that, but here we go. According to the authorities, the Gonzales Police Department responded to a call in connection to a disturbance at an apartment complex shortly before 2 p.m. on July 26. After an investigation, officers arrested Ronald Monroe Jr., who is currently employed as an officer with the St. Gabriel Police Department. Now, Monroe faces charges of domestic abuse, aggravated assault, domestic abuse battery, and resisting an officer. That's according to the St. Gabriel Police Chief, Kevin Ambo. He said Monroe has since been placed on admin leave without pay, pending the conclusion of the investigation. And Monroe has been with the department serving as a K-9 officer since March of 2023, and he was off duty at the time of his arrest. And in September of 2021, here's another town we talked a lot about, Addis police officers also responded to a domestic incident involving Monroe while he was an officer with the Port Allen Police Department. That's across the river, y'all, West Baton Rouge Parish. At that time, he was arrested, charged with aggravated assault and false imprisonment, basically kidnapping, or holding somebody against their will, and placed on leave. Now, St. Gabriel Police Chief said he hired Monroe from the White Castle Police Department, which is another one across the river. And these are all very, very small, one- or two-man departments, y'all, where he had been working for 2 years following his 2021 arrest. It is not clear in what manner Monroe's employment with Port Allen PD came to an end. Probably when he got arrested. But Ambo says he was not initially aware of Monroe's first arrest, but says it did eventually come to light. And according to Ambo, the alleged victim in 2021 case dropped all charges and Monroe was placed on probation. As part of that probation, Ambo says Monroe was only allowed to carry a weapon while he was working on duty as a police officer.
That's weird. Let me see what this guy looked like, because I know a Ron Monroe. Not the one I know.
Come on, ma'am. That is a classic example of cop shopping. Once you get that post certification, you can go anywhere and work, right? Yeah. And I'm not throwing shade on small departments because they back me up so many nights and all that. But a lot of small departments, people go there to retire or they go there because they can't get on anywhere else.
Right.
And this guy, I mean, Port Allen PD, whatever, White Castle, all that across the river. I mean, he gets arrested. He goes to the next department. He's got a K-9 certification, which is kind of a big deal. And you say, oh, we got a K-9 officer now, but you hire him, he does it again. I mean, you have a fucking kidnapping.
He can't even carry a gun unless he's on duty. That's crazy. I never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, bizarre. Years ago, probably 2005 or something, we arrested the same people over and over again for beating their spouse, right? And every time we'd take them to jail, every time they'd come to court, they would fucking drop the charges. So the DAs, they changed the law or whatever they did where the state of Louisiana can pick up the domestic violence charges. If you got marks, the state of Louisiana is going to fucking prosecute.
Yeah.
You could drop a charge all day long,
right?
But we're going to prosecute them.
Yeah.
Evidently, they failed to do it in this case.
Evidently.
So,
well,
that's it on that. Oh, I got something to say.
Yes.
Ryan Loader fights tonight in the semifinals.
That's right. Everybody tune in.
The key fight on the Ultimate Fighter. This is the first semifinal fight. And if he wins this one, it's going to be big time.
So
I talked to him this weekend. He's just a fucking good dude. And Ryan, we're pulling for you. Can't wait to watch it tonight. It's Tuesday night, y'all, on either ESPN.
It's on the ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus, yeah. Or you can catch it on Hulu or whatever. Y'all watch him. You know, young man that came up, they told me he'd never be anything, and they told him he was stupid and all this, and come to find out he had dyslexia.
Yeah.
But he ended up being a national collegiate champion wrestler and got 2 degrees.
Yeah. And good looking kid.
Yeah. Good looking. Well, very well spoken. Yeah. Very nice. And one day we're going to have him on the show. But good luck to you, Ryan. Y'all go watch tonight.
And I'd like to shout out Valentina Shevchenko.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, Valentina.
Hey, guess what? He knows her.
He knows her.
He got to sit by
her. He gets to roll around with her.
He got to sit by her in the helicopter, right?
Yes, he did.
Last week's episode.
Look, she's no joke, Valentino. Yeah, well, he's very well coached.
If he wins out,
yeah,
he will be fighting the same night that she fights that the one that's
who's beat her twice.
So that'll be in Vegas. And
well, very good. Anyway. Good luck, sir.
Good luck, Ryan Loader. And that's it.
I just want to say, I think by the time this episode airs, we've got like one day left. Another show I produce, it is Exposed Scandalous Files of the Elite Podcast Awards. If you're so inclined and you like what we're bringing you there, if you happen to be listening to it, please go vote.
Under one day drama, left.
Drama and storytelling.
Y'all go to Podcast Awards. You have to put in your email. And that's just in case later on they choose you to be a finalist judge, because the people are the judges. And but you put they won't bother you or anything like that. And then go to thepodcastawards.com and scroll down to drama and storytelling and pick Jim Chapman's podcast, Exposed
Scandalous Files of the Elite.
And I want to say something real quick. You know, normally I don't do this, but to whoever. I mean, I'm not even going to say their name. They left the 1-star review that said, Woody, I'm so ashamed of you. You know, President Trump was only hit with a piece of glass. He wasn't shot. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, go fuck yourself. And that wasn't a political podcast. Right. It could have been Joe Biden. I'd have said the same thing.
Could have been any president.
I mean, what the bullshit. Fuck? Yeah.
All right, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman. And
I'm Woody Everton.
And we are your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.